Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's almost Mother's Day, and we have a solution for all you sons and daughter slackers.
Last minute gifters, that kind, last minute Leo, I was about to say, because I'm one of them. Also, Zoinks, it's Yoinks.
And I'm going to save all the bunnies.
Aw, you look like a bunny.
Oh.
You're an Easter pink. It's time for iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Tres Pontas. Freshly roasted gourmet coffee shipped directly to you. Visit TRESPONTAS.com/iOS and use the code iOS to save 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription.
Hey, welcome to iOS Today, the show where we cover the latest from Apple and iOS, like iPads, iPhones, Apple Watches, and TV OS. I would show my watch, but I left it in the gym locker.
What?
I forgot it.
Oh.
I forgot it. You know, though, it's kind of fun because now I can just play the Find My Apple Watch sound and annoy the people in the gym. All the time.
That's a great idea. Does it work backwards? I think it only works from watch to phone.
Oh, nuts.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks to the vast army of people who filled in for me while I was gone.
Jason Snell and Georgia Dow.
Vast.
They each are an army of knowledge unto themselves.
Yeah, I love them both, and I'm sure they did a better job than I do, but it's too bad because I'm back.
I missed you a lot.
No, you didn't.
Neither of them called me bunnies. Neither of them said I looked like a bunny. So,
well, you're very
that.
Pink today. It's very cute. It's very cute.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm pink because we're celebrating Mother's Day almost.
It is. I can't believe it. This Sunday. Mother's Day. And, you know, it's funny. It's a little ironic because I did get a Mother's Day gift for Lisa. The following Saturday, we're going to see Pink.
Oh, that's a good gift. Does she already know? Because
she usually does now.
Okay.
No, I asked her ahead of time. I shouldn't have. I should have surprised her.
I know.
We talked about this.
Yes, we did.
It'd be good if I just said, get in the car, wear your dancing shoes. You probably want to say that ahead of time. Wear your dancing shoes. She always wants to know, is it going to be chilly?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say yes.
You never know. Layers, always
layers.
Good.
Layers. Mm-hmm. And then surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to see? A Warriors game? No. Anyway, so that's what I did. But I haven't done anything for my actual mother yet.
All right. So well, hopefully we'll give you some ideas. My sister and I were in New York, and we got a gift together there. I'm not going to say what it is.
That was weeks ago. You really plan ahead.
We do plan ahead because, you know, we got it together because, you know, we're not often together. And I'm not going to say what it is. I just hope that my family has done good. Job and if they're watching or listening,
I did ask my mother if she'd like to be on the show today, and her response was, "I don't have any thoughts about Mother's Day. Better skip it."
All right. Well, we'll plan better ahead. Okay. So this.
Sorry, Mom.
Let's start with what you can still do for your mom.
Yes.
This is what I enjoy annually. I enjoy making a Mother's Day movie for you, where you are the mother. And then all the people that work here are your children. So
this is with Google Photos.
Yeah. So we just go to movies. Yeah, this is Google Photos. And I go to Mother's Day movie. And then I say, get started. And then it says,
you have
select
to say who the mother
a mother.
Is.
So yeah. Leo is the mother. And then it says, select children. So let's collect all of the people that I have pictures of.
It doesn't complain about this. It just says, yeah, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I mean, people can look however they want to look.
Yeah, there's
mothers
Patrick.
Come in all shapes and
sizes. He's a father,
sizes.
New father.
Oh, yeah. You're also Lisa's mother in this video.
Okay, Jerry's
Pauline,
mother.
And we'll just go. I have a lot of pictures.
Carsten's mommy.
Kevin, of course.
Kevin's mommy.
Russell.
Are you my mommy?
Burke.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough.
How many
but
children?
I have a lot of.
Need?
Oh, Moses.
Mo.
That's your only child that carries a gun.
Yep.
And wait, did I miss somebody?
Not strictly true, but okay.
And maybe Donald Trump too. Okay. And then it will take
a
while.
It's going to find all the pictures.
And so I pre-made it, and I edited it, and I saved it in my Apple photos. So here it is. I added music.
Well, you're crossing the streams there, man. Apple, you got at your Google Photos.
Yeah, okay. And so here it is. I added music to it. Send Unfortunately, the only music I had was a Taylor Swift that I owned.
They provide music usually.
I know, but I wanted to add my own music.
Oh, okay.
And so here it is, your Mother's Day gift from me to you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this there is appropriate.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Taylor Swift wasn't on Apple Music? That's why I had to rip this CD.
Oh.
There you are, contemplative. So there's a lot of pictures of you.
Because I'm the mother.
Mm-hmm, and all your kids. And
then
now,
if you were actually these people's mothers, you might be really excited about this, right?
You're not excited about this? Look at all the happy memories we've had together. Mom, you've been a great mother to us all these years. And as you can see, you can add live photos. And videos in there, you screaming at your iPhone.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah, so there you go. And then you can send it to your mom, and your mom would really...
Is that a dead body?
Okay. Yeah, and then here's the augmented reality portion of the movie.
Oh, that's nice.
I worked
Petting
really hard
a pog.
On this. There you are with all your
You
orcs.
Did work so hard. Actually, you didn't do anything because you saw what she did.
I didn't. I added the music.
You just... Oh, that is cute. There's a tiger in your tank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, I deleted some...
Wow.
photos.
So you can go back and clean it up.
Yeah, I cleaned it up a little bit. I mean, I didn't want to add any embarrassing. I added Tiny Buzz Aldrin.
Tiny Buzz Aldrin.
Because I know he's also
one
of your children.
What's he doing in our hall?
I don't know. So there it is. And then it has that little happy Mother's Day at the end. I'm going to do that every year.
I have one for you.
You do? Do this.
I got to put your picture in there, right?
You do.
So this is Jib Jab, and we've talked about this before. And if you search for Mother's Day on Jib Jab.
I like the super mom one.
How about this one? Thanks, Mom.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Megan.
That's weird.
That should
you would
be
put your own
the child.
Picture in
I didn't,
there.
I shouldn't
I'll
have
send
put,
that to my mom.
I shouldn't have put
send
you
that to
in
me.
There. How about this one? This is
Memories. Explosive. Thank goodness you pay for this.
Again, I could put your face in there. Do not throw your children like that, okay? I'm just saying. Anyway, you see, I have your picture, so I'm just trying to figure out where... How about the mom rap?
Mm-hmm.
All right, settle down.
All right, that is a lot like
I
me.
Said so, that's why. I'm the M-O-M head to bust the rhyme out, so listen up, your...
See, I don't know who your mom is. But my mom would dig that. Okay, so you get a lot of different styles, and you can get some simple ones too. You look, you're just really boogieing on down. How about Empty Nest, the story of a son?
Oh,
you could put your kid in that one.
Yeah.
Musical Kitchen, Mom's the Boss, One Bad Mother. I like that one.
There's a fair amount of cultural appropriation going on in these, but that's okay.
It's all cultural appropriation all the time. How about You, Me, and Sonny and Cher?
Mm.
Put Mom in that one.
Yeah.
You put Dad in that one.
Yeah, you put Mom and Dad. You don't put Mother and Son in that.
That would
weird.
Be a little weird. Yeah. Isn't that cute, though? Because Mom and Dad probably were hippies.
Yes, that does right? resemble my mom and dad.
Yeah, even with the big question mark on their face. Mm-hmm. I stopped paying for this. That's why.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Are we still in the Mother's Day section? Because that's a little
This
weird.
Is all Mother's Day. How about Push It?
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I think you'll enjoy.
Really? What made you think I would enjoy that?
This is Megan in diapers. Or they may be pull-ups because you're a big girl now.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chainz, Watch Out. Justin Bieber's Sorry with Mom. It's all about the bass. You're right. We're now no longer in the mom.
Okay, good.
We're no longer in the mom section. I don't know when mom stopped. There's
Mom.
There's Megan Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, I have to say, mom is hip to the fact that you did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, almost nothing.
And this.
Yeah. And then that's like two almost nothings in a row. So do you have anything that we're to really show mom you've put more effort into this?
Well, yes. If you have a geek mom.
Who doesn't?
Send
her an iPad.
This Star Wars plush bouquet.
Oh, that's cool.
From ThinkGeek, which look at how cute it is. It's like
good.
Instead of just flowers, it's all the plush.
Star Wars plushies.
Plushies. And ThinkGeek actually has a whole section of mom gifts. I have that link in there, Kevin. Maybe perhaps you could show that link of all the mom gifts that you can. This is what I recommended last year, which I actually got for Mother's Day after I recommended it, the solar system necklace. I should have worn it. But yeah, so if your mom is a geek, you still have time. You probably have to pay a little extra for overnight shipping. But there are all kinds of gifts, and she'll know that you really thought about her. And there's many different plush bouquets, geeky plush bouquets there.
What about a rubber stamp with the family's picture in it?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Did you find that on Etsy?
Yeah, Etsy's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a Star Wars Death Star teapot and mug. Now I'm distracted.
Okay, sorry. So ThinkGeek.com. Head there. Pay the extra for shipping.
Yeah,
and then you've really done something.
This is a little pricey. It's $124. But Etsy has a whole mom section. But I thought that would be kind of fun. This is your name and address. And then you send the creator your picture. And they turn it into a rubber stamp. Lisa got me some last year, for Father's Day, some spoons that are just kind of antique silver spoons, but then they have messages stamped into them. I thought that was kind of sweet, too. Etsy's a good place for last minute.
There's an Etsy app as well as an Etsy website.
Yeah, you probably, though, aren't going to get the rubber stamp by Sunday.
No, probably not. No. That's too
Boy,
late.
Would that be a fun... I wish I had done that.
You could get a nice succulent for your mom. Moms love succulents, usually.
We, I actually had it sent here last time. I got the fruit on a stick.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed some of that fruit on a stick.
always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you want some more suggestions? Here's a good suggestion. We've shown this before. The iPhone case, the Folio case.
Now you're using it and I'm using
but
it.
But I picked out the pink one. And I'm not saying all women love pink. I'm just saying I love pink. And my
is
mom
that
loves
pink?
Pink.
I guess it is pink.
It's magenta.
They call it magenta.
Yeah. And now you have, if you show
I have the
Leo's,
black one.
You have the official Apple. This one I got on
that's
Chinese
the fake one.
Knockoff
this is
site,
real.
But this one
okay, I'll tell you one. A couple of reasons I like this one. First of all, the leather is very nice. And it turns the phone off when you close it.
Yeah,
it
this one
it.
Does too. The fake one does it too.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just a magnet.
It's exactly, it's exactly the same, but it's like a quarter of the price. But
yeah, that's
I don't
just $99.
Know.
But mom will know the difference.
No, she won't. I wouldn't know the difference. I'm not insulting anyone's
You're right,
mother.
Pretty similar. This does have a very faintly etched apple in there. Does
I
yours?
Mean, the thing that you probably won't get this one. Yeah, it does have the faintly etched apple.
It does?
It. Yes.
Holy cow, they cloned it in every way.
I know, but you probably won't get it in time. So this one took
it
a while.
From
it has
China.
To come from China. So, and I don't know if you would necessarily want to support knockoff. So order from Apple.
That is such a direct knockoff. They even have the Apple.
The only difference is they didn't have this little seam is a little, but it really works exactly the same, and I love it.
Is it as because we've tried both a lot of wallet cases and hadn't really found one until I found this one that I liked, and I think partly it's because of the what do you call that? The suppleness. I think supple
of the leather.
Is a word. The suppleness of the leather is...
Yeah, this
oh my
is
goodness.
Not real leather.
And when you send it to mom, you know what you could do?
What?
Have a little something.
Money in it. Or like a gift card to...
For mom. Just say, hey, mom.
You really keep a hundy all the time?
How could you tell that was a hundy? You recognize that?
It says $100 on the bottom.
You never know when you're going to need a hundo.
Apple could get you a hundo, a hundy...
Undo.
Yeah, a little gift card in there. That's super sweet.
It's all
sweet.
About the bends.
Does your mom have an iPhone 10?
She does not. And that's actually probably what I'm going to end up getting her is a new iPhone. She's still back in the iPhone 6.
What?
She likes it a lot. I'm not going to get her a 10, though. I thought about it, but she likes the bigger screen.
Oh.
So I think an 8, and you know what would be really great is to get the red, product red,
yes.
iPhone 8 Plus. Mm-hmm. I think that would make her happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Dang it. That's what I'm going to do. And Apple, of course, has engraving. So you could
get that.
You could say, "I love you, Mom."
But does she like her iPhone 6? Is there anything wrong with her iPhone 6?
Well, you know, the battery problem, probably getting old. I know she could. No, the 6S is, I think, the oldest you can get upgraded.
We just used an iFixit kit, and Milo replaced
yourself?
His iPhone 6
wow.
battery himself, and he loves it.
See, that's a good idea.
Yeah, have
she's
your
on,
mom
she's on
replace it herself, and she'll have a
Should
sense
I,
of accomplishment.
Choose your finish.
I want think Mary would like that.
Product red.
Okay, just okay. buy one. Why not?
And I think 256Ks. Well, let's just see if we can get it in time. Holy cow. You know, I don't see the engraving option, so... Maybe I can't. Maybe
I
can't engrave
it.
You don't
even know if she wants that. Don't engrave
it. Order by 5 p.m. delivers tomorrow.
Oh, so you have to be watching this on the day, Wednesday, that it launches, that this show comes out.
Yeah. I mean, if you ordered it on Saturday, you wouldn't probably get it on Sunday, but you could order it.
Oh, it says order.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
That's the next day.
Whoa. But not without, but without engraving.
I didn't even see an option to engrave. I would like to engrave.
I think
backwards.
That I'm torn because I think that Mary would really appreciate this, but I also think that she would enjoy replacing the battery with the iFixit kit.
No, she wouldn't. And by the way, don't tell her she would because you know what's going to happen. She's going to call me. She's going to say, can you help me with this because something went wrong and...
No, I imagine then she, you know how she helps her neighbors? Then she'll go around her neighborhood helping everyone replace the battery on their iPhone 6. And then the whole neighborhood will feel a sense of accomplishment and they've done good to the earth.
Delivers tomorrow. I think that would be a good Mother's Day gift.
The iFixit kit to replace the battery?
No. Unless Mom really is a geek. Would Sharon like that?
No.
No, that's what I thought. That's her mom.
No, she wouldn't.
She says no.
And neither with my dad, who is a geek. He would not
he's
enjoy replacing the battery.
Well, Milo
Most
did.
Most people wouldn't.
Milo
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he did.
But he's a 13-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
They like things like mm-hmm. that. And he felt a sense of accomplishment, mm-hmm. didn't he? I think that's great that you did that. That's mm-hmm. really a good idea. Yeah, because Apple doesn't, they replace them for free if it's a 6S or later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, another place I love to shop, and I think that.
Besides the Apple store, why would you need to go anywhere else?
Pad and Quill, and they have a Mother's Day sale.
You know what? Pad and Quill is a great idea for Mother's Day.
15% off select products for mom, and they're still advertising this, so that means if you pay extra for shipping. Look at this classic leather tote bag. Isn't that
I
nice?
I love Pad and Quill stuff.
I do, too. A lot of nice, slim cases. They're not cheap. Not cheap, but this, I mean, buy something for mom that she wouldn't buy herself. This is, if you're ever going to spend this much money, you should spend it on your mom. She gave
birth
to
you. What's not cheap?
Well, I mean, I guess this leather, classic leather tote bag, for a leather tote bag, $177 is a good price.
Yeah, if it's all leather, it's not bad at all. That's nice. That's a nice looking,
really
I think
nice.
That's a, that, yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah. Boy, that's really nice. But, you know, you got to know your mom's style.
Water bottle strap closure. Soft, tumbled American full grain leather.
I bet it's supple.
Yes.
It's my new favorite word.
Supple.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's a good word.
It is a good word. And there's more there Apple Watch straps for $92. Again, not, I mean, it's leather. So.
Yeah.
But for mom, I think those are nice. I think those are real nice. I don't think they're really advertising for mom here because that does not look like mom's wrist, but
mom,
your mom would.
That's for mom.
Looks a little bit like my wrist.
You
actually.
Know, many moms have hairy wrists.
It's true.
Lowry leather.
We prefer the term hirsute.
Hirsute.
Shall I continue or do you have anything else? I know you've been on vacation, so.
I'm just pulling stuff out of my
Okay, I have something else then. Here's another app called Incrediboof, which again, this is get yourself
okay.
something leather.
What does Incrediboof?
Booth.
Oh, Incrediboof.
Incrediboof.
Incrediboof. Oh, you had Etsy already all lined up.
I did have
you?
Etsy. You stole it.
I stole your
from
Etsy.
Me. Okay. Incrediboof is a little photo
cool.
booth, but it includes not just the photo, but the video.
Does
so
it put mom in there?
You could put yourself in it. And then, so you're going to, I'm going to hold it up to your face. So you got to pretend you're in a photo booth, okay? All right, you might want to. Okay, ready?
I don't know why I always make that face.
I don't know. Make many faces. A lot of faces. Many different faces. Keep the faces coming. Keep them coming. Those are good ones. Really good. Love the camera. Love it. Love it. Okay, so now it's not just the photo, but it's the video in between the photos.
Oh, it's a live picture.
Yes. So are you telling me Mary wouldn't like that?
Mary would love that.
She really would. And there, you can swipe left or right for different, filters. So here's the, this is my Hipstamatic.
Oh, they like that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it super cute? And you can save the video and post it on Twitter.
You know what you could do is you could send her that app and a custom life-size cardboard cutout of yourself.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Only $75 from CustomLifeSizeCutout.com.
We should get that for here.
Wouldn't that, you know, you send them the photo, they make a cardboard cutout of you, and then mom would never, you know, be lonely again.
I love it.
Yeah.
We could get that for you, and on when you're on vacation,
just put it here. I really like the Hipstamatic look.
I do.
That is a good one.
I know.
Is that the Hipstamatic?
That's the
black and white.
Hipstamatic is the maker of Incredibooth.
Oh, it's from Hipstamatic.
It's from Hipstamatic.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
From the yes, and so they there's extra filters included, and then some because I am an owner of the Hipstamatic app.
Extras.
I get extras. Yeah. But I really like that. I'm going to send that to Mary.
So that's a really good use of the live photo capability on the iPhone. I like that.
Yeah, so now it's processing it. I might. And it, you know, it can do non-live photos, too. You know, I posted that. I was testing this yesterday with Jerry and Anthony, and I posted that picture.
I loved that picture you sent.
Wasn't it cute?
Yes. I didn't know that that's where that came from.
It came from Incredibooth. So, yeah.
Incredibooth.
I still have the video. I'm going to watch it again and again.
Now I always, you know, mom, cause mom's back East. So I, we sent her flowers, of course, and that kind of thing's easy to do.
Yes.
But, I always like to send subscriptions too. And, you know, for her birthday, we do Netflix, maybe an Amazon Prime subscription. That'd be a great thing for mom. Grubhub coupons. My mom has it all set up. I put my credit card in her,
Mother's Day last year
in her Grubhub app. And then whenever she's in a little peckish, she can order a pizza and a bottle of vodka and party on, mom.
All right. I got another one. Remember I mentioned the app recently a few weeks ago?
When did you mention it?
Recently? Recently makes a magazine.
But what is the app?
Who's on first? It's called Recently.
It's an app called Recently.
Here it is. And so,
Recently. You know what? I want to make an app called Previously.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is Recently. This is what the app looks like. It looks better on the iPhone. And every month for $9.99, they'll create a magazine of your latest photos. So you can select which photos that you want to include. Like they thought I didn't want to include this photo, but of course I do.
That's great.
And I can go through. So I did this of my trip to New York.
Oh, so it does it automatically, but then you can add to it if you want.
Yes. So like, oh, that's not.
You saw a Broadway show.
I saw The Color Purple in San Francisco. It was really fun with my boys.
There's no purple people in that, though.
No.
I was surprised.
Okay. Oh, so now here I promised I'd show you the final project. So.
Oh, wow. Did you think ahead?
I did.
You actually ordered it and got it.
I did. So this was from my trip to New York.
We'll have it in a later episode. But
well,
you
did
this
recently.
Well,
I did say we have it in a later episode.
Well, and now
this,
you do.
This, Leo, is that later episode.
It's too late, though, to get it to mom, probably, I would guess.
Well, it took a couple days.
Oh, that's not bad.
It might be, but you can give her this subscription, and then she can do it herself.
Right.
So she can make her own book. So this is a picture I took of, I don't know, I was in a cab in New York. And I can put New York City, April 2018. And then I got to choose the pictures. These are all pictures I took. And I got to arrange them. There's usually, I think you could choose one picture per page. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's not like, you know, excellent photo book quality or anything. But if you're going to just want to have your pictures every month, kind of not on your camera, but in a magazine, then this, I really like it. And the pictures turned out okay, I think.
Nice.
They're not, I mean, I think
it's,
they're... paper.
It's not glossy. It's matte.
No, it's matte.
But I kind of like that. I mean, it's just a look.
Yeah.
But I think the reproductions are quite good.
I mean, it looks like an actual magazine, I think.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. It feels like a fancy magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
So, yeah, the Recently app, you can make one for your mom, or you can give her the subscription so she can make one herself. And I think moms still like to have the books around. So,
yeah.
And you can write on the spine. Nice. I didn't choose to. But Recently, it's $9.99 for this. That's pretty good for $9.99. $10.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We love you. Is that what you write?
Yeah.
Just asking for some suggestions.
You're actually going to buy, you're just casually spending $1,000.
Following characters are not permitted.
What was it?
Apostrophe.
Oh.
In the Mother Apostrophes Day.
You can't, you're spending $1,000 and they won't let you use an apostrophe?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
Wow. To edit it now. Well, instead of being a day for mothers, it's a day for all mothers.
Uh-huh.
No apostrophe needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Mothers. It's a day for all mothers. Are you drinking a fine cup of coffee?
Oh, this Tres Pontes coffee.
Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. It's the official coffee of iOS Today, of all of Twit. We all drink it now.
Mm-hmm.
Tres Pontes.
It's good. Also a good Mother's Day gift.
Do you want to know? Do you want to see the farm from which your coffee came today?
I do.
Watch this. This is so cool. So the Tres Pontes, by the way, is a single family farm in Brazil. This is the best Brazilian Arabica bean. It's Minas Gerais. It's Brazilian grown at a high altitude underneath, and it's called Tres Pontes because it's underneath the Tres Pontes Mountains. Mm. So it is, but see, there's this barcode on here. And watch this. You're going to love this. This is so cool. So I merely take a, where is it? There it is. Take a picture of the barcode. There we go. Oh. And look, it's a QR code. And look, this is the actual farm.
There's the 3 points.
Oh, look, there's the coffee bush the coffee bean came from. This is the actual place that this coffee came from. Tres Pontes is gourmet coffee. Delivered. So the way they do this is perfect. So first of all, one thing I really love about Tres Pontes coffee is they don't have to wash it. It's what do they call it? It's pulp processed, pulp natural, processed naturally, not washed. And what that means, it's a much less bitter coffee. You notice how smooth that is?
Mm-hmm.
Other coffees have to be washed because they're afraid of mold. So they wash them, but you don't have that problem with Tres Pontes coffee. The beans are green and shipped to the United States where they're fresh roasted and shipped to you so that it'll be roasted within days of its delivery to your door. And that makes a big difference. Fresh roasted coffee, everybody knows, is the best. There it is, pulped natural versus washed. I can't tell you what a big difference that makes. So you go to Colombia and you get your Colombian coffee because they got mold problems. They got to wash that stuff. And that washes off the natural rind on the bean. And it really makes it bitter and acidic. Do you notice? I mean, I'm not.
I would notice because I don't put milk in my coffee, as some people do.
Right.
I'm completely black. I'm drinking actually two different cups of Tres Pontes. This was ground before.
She's crazy.
And this was Burke just made.
They will
me,
grind
they
it for you.
Yeah.
But because they're roasting it right before they grind it and then mailing it to you immediately, I mean, I think it's still pretty fresh. Although,
yeah, totally.
You know, for the real gourmet experience, grind it yourself.
Well, I have an actual grinder now. I was grinding it with my blender, looked upon.
Picked
poorly.
By hand, don't grind it in the blender.
No, I have a blender.
Roasted by hand in small batches, pulp naturally. Now, here's how it works. You can get you could just buy a bag if you want, but the best thing to do is get a subscription. Then you get beans sent to you every 1, 2, or 4 weeks, depending on your coffee need. 12-ounce bags, whole and ground. You get to choose light, medium, dark, and French roast. And the shipping is free in the United States. Sign up for a subscription. You'll save 10% on every bag of coffee. Plus, and this is the one that put me over the top. You're going to get 10% because you're subscribing and another 10% because you're listening to us. But you have to go to trespontas, trespontas.com/iOS and use the code iOS to get this. That means 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription. Now, this would be a great Mother's Day gift.
It really would, because your mom doesn't necessarily know you're getting 20% off.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but she don't know.
And then, like you say, I got you the subscription. You don't have to have anything in your hand. And also, it's a good Mother's Day gift because I am a mom and you're supporting this show.
Oh, I could just bury my face. This is so good. A freshly roasted coffee subscription for mom. You know what? Forget all that other stuff we said.
Except for the video.
And mom, you're not getting the red iPhone. You're getting Tres Pontas. You can also order on Amazon. But if you really want the 20% off every bag of coffee in your subscription, you have to go to the website. TRESPONTAS.com/iOS. Don't forget to use the code iOS. That way they know you heard it here. I think this is really great.
I bet they would let you use apostrophes too.
That you can use apostrophes. Look, they even have a little... what is that circumflex on the trace? They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're open. I love the satellite image of where your coffee was grown.
I really do, too.
Do you love that? Isn't that great? I like the idea. Okay, and by the way, it's a fair trade. It's a it's a family farm. You're supporting the Race family. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really, and they, it's the best coffee you've ever had. I guarantee it. First time they've ever exported their coffee to the U.S. And so this is a big trial they're doing with us. So that's why I really want everybody to go out and do it. The Race Family Coffee Farm near the town of Tres Pontas in Brazil. Some of the best coffee beans in the world. They've been doing it for 3 generations, over 100 years. And never in the U.S. This is the coffee the Brazilians keep to themselves.
Ooh.
That's how good this is. You know they have coffee in the coffee in Brazil?
Okay, now.
Wow.
The news.
The news is big news.
Okay, well, so since we've been done this show together, F8, Microsoft Build, and Google I.O.
It's been crazy. And then coming up in a couple of weeks,
WWDC.
Here's what you're not going to see at WWDC, according to the rumor mill. No what? MacBook.
Oh.
I'm disappointed. They're going to, apparently, according to the supply chain, and they would know because they're the ones who are supplying it, and they've been stuck with a little few extra parts because Apple has said, yeah, we're not going to put it out till the end of the year, till the fall.
Hmm.
But that doesn't mean they might not announce new iPads, not new iPhones. That's would be unheard of. And I'm hoping they're going to announce new MacBook Pros. And I'm even more hoping that they're going to finally admit... Which a thing that everybody now agrees to that keyboard, that butterfly key was a mistake.
It was,
but we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Apple's not big on backing on chain. You know, going, oh yeah, we thought this was a good idea. We're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Not big on that.
No, they just like to work hard to convince you or just pretend that.
Yeah,
they didn't.
Yeah. That's it. I'll tell you what. I'm still using a 2015 MacBook Pro. I love it.
Me too.
Because you do too. Because it has that nice keyboard. And I bought the new one, and I sent it back because I can't use that keyboard. So I would love to. It's time for a new MacBook for me.
It is Apple. Time. So I know Google I/O. You guys covered that on This Week in Google, but there were a few things that I thought were interesting for the iOS audience.
Did I mention how good this coffee is?
You did. You
Dang,
can mention
that's
it again.
Good. Dang, that's good.
It is really good. The digital well-being.
I like this. Now remember, Apple's had two. Activist investors who said to Apple, you got to make your phone less addictive, which is funny for somebody with Apple stock to say that. But I think this is going to be the trend. Apple will certainly do this, I'm sure, probably in iOS 12. But Google's announced that this fall, when Android P comes out, it will have the well-being features. You want to talk about what it does?
Sure.
I have Android P on my Pixel 2 XL. I brought it in. I know it's heresy to bring this in on iOS
it's
today.
Okay.
But I have some of the well-being features already. But one other thing that they're doing, which is hysterical, you know what I really love about the iPhone X? It's actually something that's really won me over on the iPhone X. This swiping,
let's open it up.
Swiping to go, this swiping at the bottom.
Oh, I never used that.
Oh, man, that has changed the way I use the iPhone.
What the heck?
You didn't know about that?
No.
What?
So this is everything that's open?
These are recent apps. You swipe through them.
You can see what I was. I don't know.
No, go at the bottom. Yeah, just like that. Yeah.
You can see
that to me. And they could do that because of, you know, no more home button.
Yeah.
And it just, to me, that was a very good user interface. In fact, I think I'm not the only one, because guess what? Google's built that into Android P. See, now instead of, they used to have three buttons down here, the recents button, mm-hmm. the back button, no more. This is, in effect, the back button. See? I don't like that animation. I would love a switch that would turn that off. But, and they're also copying iOS. Let me go back to the home. Because if you swipe this up, it's the recents carousel, just like iOS.
That's nice.
So I don't mind cross-pollinization. I mean, Apple copies Android sometimes. I think those notifications that Apple does really came out of Android. And Apple created a great UI feature with this this, because they don't have a home button anymore. And I think it's great that Google's adopted it. But the well-being thing, you started the conversation. Mm-hmm. The idea is that the phone, for instance, YouTube will say how many hours you've been watching and maybe it's time for a break. I told Michael, our 15-year-old, that yesterday. He said, that's not good.
Well, YouTube, that's not good. That is one of my pet peeves about YouTube.
I love autoplay.
Well, not just that it's autoplaying, that it's feeding you exactly what you want, mm-hmm. and it knows. And there's so much great stuff like that on there that you could. It is literally like in your vein. Like, oh yeah, more
so
whatever.
You have to honor these companies for saying, yeah, we understand. Sometimes we made our products too good, and we're going to give you ways to manage that. Mm-hmm. There's a what do they call that at night feature? I keep forgetting the name. For it. But what you set a time, a bedtime. Now, it's not in this Android P preview as far as I can tell, so I can't show you. But you set a bedtime. The phone automatically goes into do not disturb mode. That's fine. You know, you understand that. And actually, one of the things do not disturb mode does, which is great, is it hides notifications. Mm-hmm. So there are notifications, but because I'm in do not disturb, I'm not going to see those here. They don't show up on the screen. You get no sounds. The other thing it's going to do at bedtime is dim the screen and put it in monochrome mode. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. that? That black and white screen is less attractive.
Yeah. I spoke to Adam Ghazali, a neurologist that'll be on Triangulation this week, about that monochrome, because I've seen a lot of people do it. And I was like, is that really going to help your brain like be less addicted? And yes, this neuroscientist said, yes, it helps.
Oh, I can tell. I'm just not, it doesn't grab the eye in the same way that colorful images and, man, these phones are colorful. They're like an arcade machine, right? They just go on boom, boom, boom.
Well, you had
look at me.
You had one of those quintessential This Week in Google conversations with Jeff Jarvis and Stacey Higginbotham, where they were on different sides of the argument. I loved it because Jeff's like, oh, no, I don't want my computer, my phone turning off and telling me what to do and controlling. And Stacey's like, yes, I do. I want help with this. And I'm with Stacey.
You don't have to use it.
You don't have to turn it on. It's not going to, I am totally with Stacey that if there is technology that's going to help me help me turn that little thing off in my brain saying, you know what, it's 10:30, you need to be sleeping or reading, you do not need to be swiping through Twitter. And
but that's a setting you're gonna have to turn
right and
that
maybe
on.
You're not that person. Maybe you're just like, I can control myself, or like, I want to spend the entire evening on Twitter and I don't have any problem with that. That's fine, don't turn it on.
You know, the thing that really should scare Apple a little bit, though, that Google announced yesterday, is where they're going with Google Assistant. That means Google Assistant has gotten better than Siri, let's face it. Mm-hmm. Amazon should also be nervous, because although the Echo is now the dominant voice-activated device in the house, Google's Assistant is getting pretty amazing. Did you hear it call a hair salon and make an appointment?
Yeah, Duplex. Is that what that system
Duplex.
Is? Yeah. I did not like that. I just thought it was too Uncanny Valley. It is
Uncanny Valley.
It was just the up tilt and the women's voice with like the and thinking about it. I didn't like that. I don't want a fake voice.
But
making
you
any...
must have liked it when John Legend's voice your Google Assistant.
Except for John Legend uses an iPhone. So you can get John Legend's voice on your Google Assistant
on the iPhone,
but it is funny that they were like, because
how do we know he uses an iPhone?
Well, as recently as March, he was showing pictures of their daughter, Luna, on his iPhone.
Good luck getting any Hollywood celebrity who isn't using an iPhone. But I love that idea of, so what they have is a technology that lets you take a real human voice, overlay it on the computer generated voice, and make it sound more, not only more human with the proper inflections and pauses, but also sound like that human voice. And mm-hmm. I think this now, Duplex is a project. It's not done. And they didn't give a time frame for when this will start to appear, although my sense was they want to do it later this year. But Assistant is definitely getting better in a lot of interesting ways. And you might, if you're using an iOS device, you might consider installing the Google app on there and taking a look, at least playing with Assistant. You can't make it be, as dominant as Siri. Siri will always be the primary voice assistant.
But you can tell Siri to open Assistant. Assistant, and then it's one extra step. For John Legend's voice, I might do it.
I think this is going to make Apple work a little bit harder, make Siri better, and I hope it does, because the challenge is on, and it's pretty impressive what Google's been able to do with its assistant. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting. Both Google and Microsoft talked about ethics. And this is something Apple's really always taken the forefront. Tim Cook especially has always been very, conscious of Apple's role in promoting, good stuff and openness. And I think he's been a real leader in there. And I think both Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, and Sundar Pichai at Google are somewhat taking his lead and talking about how we've got to consider the ethics of what we're doing. And we believe in it strongly. Nadella was very clear about that. And I think it's true that the companies now can't just develop technologies, especially addictive technologies like Candy Crush Saga, and just throw it out there and say, hey, we made something so good you'll never eat again. They got to consider the consequences. So I think this is good news. Apple really is the forefront of all this.
Facebook talked about it at F8, too. They also, while you're in Japan, they talked about it.
Of course they did.
They had a...
I don't believe it.
They had a pregnant woman who was a developer speak about the AI ethics that Facebook was using. And it was funny. Someone on Twitter was like, oh, great, Facebook is using a pregnant woman as a shield.
I believe it most from Apple, frankly.
Yeah.
And Apple's business isn't selling your information. So unlike Facebook and Google... And to some degree, Amazon, they really can make a good living, as we can tell, by promoting privacy, not by using your information. So that's where Apple has a real lead in that.
And I do believe Tim Cook. Like, first of all, when Tim Cook speaks, he sounds to me like a Baptist preacher.
He does.
There's that. But I also believe him. He had a great interview with Kara Swisher. Did you listen to that? It's amazing. And he was just talking about how our purpose is really whatever we're doing to serve humanity. And I thought that was so true. I haven't stopped thinking about that. Like, whatever you're doing, whether it's, talking about the newest patent from Apple or whatever it is, like that should be all of our purposes, instead of looking around like trying to find your purpose. Like, it's just to serve humanity. And I thought that was nice. Yeah.
Everybody should find their special purpose in it.
You're going to take it there. speaking of patents.
By the way, one more bit of news I thought was very interesting, the new Tesla voice system is going to be using the Grimes voice.
Oh.
I think that's very exciting.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. Grimes, of course, is true that Elon Musk and Grimes are dating, or is that
true? Both showed up at the Met Gala, and she had a strange choker with the Tesla logo, apparently. But other than that, do you know Grimes?
No, I had never heard of Grimes.
Never heard of Grimes myself.
Until I started to see Grimes trending on Twitter, and I had to figure out what it was.
Yeah, she's a progressive rock act, I guess. I don't know what kind of music you'd call it.
Who is Grimes? Dear old people, this is Grimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Elon's an old person.
Yes.
He knows who Grimes is.
You missed so much. You missed.
They met on Twitter, you know.
Yes, where he was going to make a joke, and she had already made it.
Years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's the new way of meeting cute.
Yeah. You missed a lot while you're in Japan. You missed
what
his
else
earnings
happened?
Call where he was telling everyone that there were boring, boneheaded questions.
Oh, Elon, yeah.
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 I can't wait to say
kinda,
that to someone.
He kind of went off on the earnings call, didn't he? Although I also missed an Apple earnings call.
You did, yeah.
To bring us back to our subject of the day. And Apple, everybody was saying, and we even, I think, maybe mentioned it, that the iPhone X perhaps wasn't selling all that well. Apple was very happy to be able to say no. In fact, it's the number one selling phone pretty much everywhere. iPhone X is doing just fine, thank you. And we made more money than we've ever made before. Thank you very much. Mic drop. Although Tim Cook, as a Baptist preacher, didn't really mic drop.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Thank you.
Apple has won the patent for the round face Apple Watch.
Now, they said for a long time, this is a design we don't want. We're not going to do it. No one wants a round watch, except that everybody does.
How can
they patent that, though?
I don't know. It's a really interesting story.
We invented the round watch?
Apple. I don't know. I think a round smartwatch is an abomination because a watch
wasted
is supposed
corners.
To look like, yeah, it's supposed to look like a phone. It's supposed
wasted
to be rectangular
shape.
But in the picture, they picked the one app that would serve the round, which is like your circles
your
for your activity
circles.
App to make it look good. But yeah, I don't know. It's really
The problem with round is that you can't use this. You really can't use that whole screen.
Mm-mm.
If you do, then the corners of your thing will be cut off. So most of the time, the bottom and the top of the screen are kind of wasted. But I like my round. I have a couple of round smartwatches. I have a Samsung Gear and an Android Wear watch. And I don't mind. I like round. I think round watches look better. Although you noticed in the Google event yesterday, everybody was wearing Android Wear watches that looked humongous.
Yeah. Especially the women, yeah.
They look
the big,
so big.
Round watch.
And they kind of have to be that big if they're going to be round so that they have room for the display.
Mm-hmm. Before we move on to questions, I would like to bring up marzipan.
I love marzipan.
Marzipan
is a fine almond confection.
And also the mysterious possible iOS combined macOS.
But did you see what Renee Ritchie said about that the other day? And I'm sure we'll talk about this on MacBreak Weekly later.
He said that it's not going to exist or they're not going to
do it. He said it's not what you think it is.
Right.
And
right.
Of course, Tim Cook was very clear. Now, you've got to read Tim's – now, this happened also while I was gone, but you've got to read Tim's quote carefully because he says, we don't think our customers want a merged macOS and iOS. And I think a lot – which, of course, nobody does. Microsoft tried that with Windows, and it was an abomination.
Mm-hmm. Like the round smartwatch.
Like the round smartwatch. So I don't disagree that that's – probably not where Apple should go as some sort of hybrid macOS and iOS. But I think people took that to mean Apple is going to continue parallel development of macOS and iOS. I don't think he said that. And I still think, and there's not much evidence for this except for, well, there's some evidence, but I still think that iOS is so strong and so successful for Apple and macOS is not. That I do think in the long run, macOS has a dimmer future at Apple. Don't you think? People get mad at me when I say that. Mm. I'm not happy about it, but I just feel like that's the case.
Possibly. I mean, I get frustrated.
Doesn't mean they'll have to merge them to make that happen.
Well, I think what Jason Snell said was what he thinks is they might make it easier for people to develop apps, developers to develop apps across iOS and Mac.
That's what they're going to do. Because you can't kill macOS right now because people have to use it to develop for iOS.
Right.
So what I'm sure Tim Cook is going to do, what Apple's going to do, is just make iOS better, stronger, more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Not merge it with macOS, but make it better on its own.
That's interesting. Yeah. So I've just started using the Edison email app, which I really love.
Isn't that good?
It is really good. And I use it on the iPad and the iPhone. And then I wanted to use it on the Mac. And they don't have I tweeted at them. They said it'll come out later this year. I'm like, later this year? So it's that sort of frustration. It's like this works perfectly.
Marzipan, the theory was you could develop for once and have it run everywhere. But that's never been a good solution. I think we're learning that Marzipan isn't quite what we thought it was. But you know what? I'll have to ask on MacBreak Weekly.
Yeah. You guys should.
Here's Scuttlebutt from John Gruber regarding Apple's cross-platform UI project. Mm-hmm. This was more than a week ago, so you probably already read it. But.
All right. So feedback time. We get so much good feedback. Thank you so much. Megan at twitch.tv.
You know, nothing's better than a good cup of coffee with your feedback.
Exactly. Feedback.
Oh, I thought you said feedback time.
I really should pronounce things better.
No, you know what? I almost deafened myself before the show began by having my headphones too loud.
I got an email from Jocelyn.
Yes.
She said, you and Micah Sargent were talking about Apple's profitable Apple Pay adoption by the Chinese Transportation Agency.
Yes.
And she showed me two short videos taken at her local laundry house. This is in New York City. So let's take a look at those videos. There it is,
It's a Pepsi machine.
And then you can use Apple Pay.
It takes Apple Pay and credit cards, it looks like.
I noticed that it took at the airport, they take Apple Pay in the vending machine as well. And
Tim Cook did have some to say about that in the quarterly analyst call. Apple Pay, they don't break out Apple Pay, but services have done very well for Apple. In fact, this is another a data point in the Mac OS saga. Apple makes more money on services, $9.2 billion, than it does on iPad and Macintosh combined. And services, of course, mostly, I would guess, is App Store, but it's also Apple Music and it's also Apple Pay. And Tim, I think, implied that Apple Pay was like their stealth success, that that's growing fast and going to be a big success for them.
Do you have any idea how much money they make?
No, because they won't break it out.
I mean, but how much, like when I pay with Apple Pay at my local grocery store, how much is
Apple? Oh, yeah, we know what it is, and I don't remember, but it's 2%, something like that. Yeah. I can't remember what it is. It's the standard credit card.
Oh, it's same as credit card.
Well, it might be a little less, but it's in that, you know, it's a percentage point. But, you know, you take a crumb off every transaction. Pretty soon you got a whole loaf.
Mm-hmm. True. All right. Brian asked a question about a product we talked about before your vacation that about Skyrome. He said, a quick question about your experience with Skyrome. I'm visually impaired and planning a solo hike in Estonia, which shows coverage with Skyrome. I was wondering if this would be a good solution to keep my online maps available on my iPad since I can enlarge them on the screen. I would also like to be able to stay in touch with my wife, who thinks I'm crazy, as most wives do. I thought this could be done through FaceTime or Facebook Messenger. Should I get a SIM or will Skyrome suffice?
So I'm going to do a full review of the Skyrome Solus, which is what we took to Japan with us on Saturday on the new screensavers. It's $149. It's a hotspot. So you can get, this isn't the only place you can get a hotspot. In fact, while we were in Japan, another couple had purchased or rented a hotspot when they arrived at the airport. It was a little less expensive, a little bit more capable. But the idea here is it's going to use the 4G LTE wherever you are. And it supports, I think, 120 countries. So if you buy one at the airport, that's fine if you're only going to be in one country. So if you go to Estonia, you could probably buy one at the airport. And that might be cheaper. And it might be faster and it might have more capability. But the point of the Skyrome is, and for us, this is going to be great. If you travel a lot, you can either rent the Skyrome for $10 a day or buy it outright. We did $150. And then you either buy day passes, which is unlimited data for up to 5 devices for $9 a day. Or if you're going to use it, in our case, because we were there, we used it in Korea, in Japan. I've used it in the U.S. It worked really fast and well in all three places. Because we used it for more than 2 weeks, it made sense, instead of paying $9 a day, to buy the $99 a month subscription, which I did. So I paid $99, unlimited data for 2 weeks, and then I just canceled it when we got home. And then when we go on our next trip, I'll just turn that on again, or I'll use the day passes, depending on which is more economical. It worked very well. The only downside was the 5 device limit. And some of these units will allow more. The one that our co-traveler bought in Japan had 32 devices. But believe it or not, even though there were only 3 of us, 5 was a limit because I'd have to get off my iPad because Michael wanted to use his phone and Lisa wanted to use her iPad and her phone and then the laptop. It just, you know, consider that. The other thing that's different about it, it's big. It's a hockey puck size, but there's a reason. You see it right there. It's a 6,000 milliamp hour power bank in there, which means it gets great battery life, all day battery life. A lot of the littler hotspot devices will go 6 or 7 hours. This goes 16. So I am thrilled. It's ugly as sin. It's big.
I like orange.
It's a big orange hockey puck, and it is about the size of a hockey puck. But if you've got a purse or a pocket that you can carry it around in, it worked really well for us. We were able to use it high speed. Now, we're going to go to, in the fall, we're going to go to, I think, 5 or 6 countries in Europe. And so I'll be able to test it a little bit better. You know, the other thing we do, this is a Google phone. This has Google Fi service, which has, like T-Mobile, both Google Fi and T-Mobile offer unlimited low speed 2G data in 160 countries, plus 20 cent a minute phone calls, and unlimited text messaging, international text messaging. So that's another way to go, is to look at a T-Mobile phone or SIM, or a Google Fi phone or SIM. But I like the Solus. I think it's a good choice. So Estonia, the great thing about Estonia is there's Wi-Fi everywhere. Mm. Estonia is one of the most digitally wired countries in the world. So you're not going to have trouble getting online. But it's great to be able to walk around. And yeah, for Google Maps, be able to download those maps even though you're not on a Wi-Fi signal. Remember that you can preload Google Maps. So another thing to think about is your hotel will have Wi-Fi. Every coffee shop in Estonia has Wi-Fi. Every street corner has Wi-Fi. If you just say to Google Maps, download this area, you could probably download the whole of Estonia in detail, then you don't have to have data to be able to use Google Maps. That's something to keep in mind. That's a nice feature on Google Maps.
Well, he's going on a solo hike, so the solo part is good because hopefully he won't have more than five devices. But the hike, maybe he doesn't have a hotel.
Well, and also keep in mind that the Skyroam and any of these devices only work if you've got a 4G or LTE connection, right? So if you're going on a hike and it's remote, it may not help you at all. As long as you got to be able to get online,
right?
Via cellular data if you want to use it. It's great. I really like it.
I had a lovely back and forth with Derek from Canada, who said, on April 13th, I received an unsolicited email purportedly from LastPass asking me to verify my IP address. Stupidly, I clicked unverify. I didn't know my IP address at the time. The IP address I was being asked to verify is not even close to my real IP address. So in my correspondence with LastPass to try to get the situation resolved, how can I tell if I'm dealing with the real LastPass or a phisher?
Well, your IP address is basically public. Every website you go to knows your IP address. So nobody can do anything with your IP address. So if that's all anybody asks for, they're not a phishing scam. They're going to ask for your name, address, and most likely password. So if you get an email purporting to be from LastPass saying, oh, can you give us your email and your password? Don't. But LastPass will do that. It depends on what your settings are in LastPass. I turn on, and LastPass is a password vault.
We should say they're our sponsor.
They
of the
are
network
a sponsor.
Too.
This is true, though. Everything I'm saying really applies to 1Password and all the other password vaults as well, Keeper. The idea of a password vault is you remember one password, and it generates good, long, strong, unmemorable passwords for everything, and it will fill those in for you, so you don't have to remember them. That's nice. 1Password is all you have to remember. And LastPass, and I think all the other password managers will have to some degree some of these features, but one of the things LastPass does, and I certainly use, is it says, well, do you want to have geographic restrictions? Should somebody from China be able to use your LastPass? And I say no. And I say allow U.S. usage only. So, for instance, when we were in Japan, LastPass said, no, you can't use this because you're in a country that you haven't approved. Should we send you an email for your approval? So that's where you get an email from LastPass. They presume that, well, now it's another factor, right? You have to have access to your email account. It says, you know, do you want to be able to access LastPass in Japan? You say yes. It says, what's your password? What's your second factor? They verify that it's you. And then Japan was turned on. Same thing when I got to Korea. Then Korea was turned on. I like that. That means, you know, it really narrows down the attack surface for people who aren't in the U.S. or wherever you are. So that may be why you got that. It's not unusual. You'll get the same kind of email from Google and Gmail and other
Facebook.
Hey, you're not a normal location for you. You're in Estonia. Is that okay? And in general, just clicking that, yes, that's okay, is fine. That's not phishing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you probably didn't recognize the IP address is, well, for instance, when I the first time I got the LastPass message saying, you're not in your normal country. It didn't say I was in Japan. I can't remember where it said, but it was somewhere else. And I think that was because the telco that was on the Skyroam was located somewhere else. It was in another country entirely. But I knew because I just tried to access LastPass that was me. So if you get an email and it's associated with you being somewhere else and you did just access LastPass, or you get an email from Google and you were somewhere else, or Facebook and you were somewhere else, there's a pretty strong connection between the two. And it's certainly okay to give them information like your IP address. That's really not valuable to anybody.
I think what Derek was worried about was he said, oh, I guess that's my IP address. But then when he checked his IP address, it was different. So that's something I don't think he got very nervous about that. I think that's something that you don't need to worry about if you're confused about like what I don't know what my IP address is. And if I know that I logged in from somewhere, I just click verify.
Yeah. It could also be a spurious thing. It is a good idea if you get an if you do get an email and it's an IP address far away and you weren't there, don't verify it. You know, verify it if you can verify it. Otherwise, don't. Because then maybe somebody's trying to log into your LastPass or using your LastPass.
And what I told him to do was, instead of clicking the link, go into LastPass and change your password. Just change your password if you can. I mean, why not?
In other words, it's not unusual to get an email like that from a lot of different companies, including LastPass. Make sure if it says, is this you? It is you, before you say yes. And it's harmless to do so. And frankly, if it's just a phishing expedition and somebody says, is this your IP address? And you say yes, they haven't really, especially if it's not your IP address, what have they gained after all?
Yes.
I don't know what the origination of the mail is, but take those, I think you should take those emails seriously. Security companies that like LastPass that really pay attention to security are going to occasionally send you a verification request, and you should pay attention to those and respond appropriately.
Mm-hmm. And instead of following links from email, if you are suspicious, just go directly
to
the website.
You can go to LastPass and do that and verify.
Or to the app.
Yeah.
Len asks, can you recommend a good walk tracking app that works well from Apple Watch without having to purchase a subscription or a premium version? I don't mind spending a couple of bucks, but not a fortune.
Pokemon Go.
Good. I also don't mind having my iPhone 8 with me, but I prefer not to have to take it out of my pocket. So what it sounded to me, the workout app that's built into the Apple Watch would do everything that he asked.
It depends what he wants. If he just wants steps, yes. But there are apps that will actually make a map.
Well, so will the workout app.
It will tell you where you've been?
Yeah. Let me show you.
Strava will do that. Runkeeper. Mm-hmm. A lot of athletic programs will actually produce a map of your walk or your run. So I didn't know the workout would do that. That's great.
I'll show you.
I mean, it knows that, right? Because you have a GPS in your
phone. It knows. You have to dig a little bit into it.
Wow,
so let's see. I walked. Oh, there we go. I walked yesterday. The exercise was an outdoor walk. So here I click the outdoor walk. And then you can see what my heart rate was. You can see I went 2.69 miles.
You know, all of this is the stuff I usually look at.
And then the map is right here. So I went to Helen Putnam Regional Park. We did a little
idea.
And it shows exactly. So it really actually covered he wanted to know his average heart rate. He wanted to know splits. You could even do splits. Mile one, that was our pace mile one. Our pace mile two was, and mile three, this was walking. Don't mock me. It was walking. So the only thing that the Apple Activity app didn't do that he wanted was verbal feedback, which to me, that was a nightmare. I can't stand those apps that are like, you've gone 1 mile.
1 mile.
You've gone, and I can't.
Walking.
And I used to use, I think, Map My Run or Runkeeper that did that. And then especially if you're running with a friend who already is annoyed by how much you use your technology out in nature, that's going to be really annoying. But that's what he wanted.
Show me again where you, so here I am in the activity.
Okay,
app.
When was the last time you took a walk?
Well, it was a walk on this one.
Okay.
So how would I find the walk map?
You click on the activity. Where's your do you show? Let's see. I have to look at it here. So it's on an activity exercise. Click on exercise. Do you see exercise?
Click that.
Do you have an arrow there?
No. Maybe you have. Oh, there's the arrow. No.
So do you have?
You have
so it says workouts.
Special version.
Did you do a workout when you walked? Did you start the workout app?
Okay. So
you have to actually start
the
workout app.
There's the problem. So you have to actually say, I'm going on a walk.
Yeah.
Got it.
You don't do that?
No.
How do you get the credit?
Because every other smartwatch knows you're going on a freaking walk.
Well, you know, it gets your exercise, but all those details.
How do you get the credit? You did it.
So when was the last time you started a workout on your app? Like, you do that sometimes, because sometimes Leo took a walk.
I do sometimes, but it's a lot of times I don't. And it shouldn't, why should I have to tell it? It knows I'm walking.
Well, if you want it, I don't think.
So the Samsung watch knows you're taking a hike.
Okay. So, but I think this is where Apple thinks that you don't necessarily want to draw a map of where you're going all the time.
I didn't even know it could.
Well, I don't necessarily want it all constantly to have a route of where I'm going.
And is there any way for me to tell when I recorded it?
When you have a workout?
Yeah. If I go back in time, remember.
When was the last time you did a workout?
I don't remember.
Last time you did a workout?
No, I do the workout. I don't remember whether I pressed the button that says.
Click on workouts. See, workouts.
That's a good way to do it. Workouts. Where's
you
that?
You see on the bottom?
Yeah,
workouts.
Yeah. Okay.
Tap next to.
So workouts. Okay.
Okay,
so
let's see there. Look at all your
workouts. So I should look for a walk, right?
Yeah,
outdoor
or a run.
Walk. Here's an outdoor walk. Okay.
Now you see your heart rate.
Got
you can scroll
it.
That's
down. What I wanted to know.
And
that's
there's
all
your
I
map.
Wanted to know. That's all I was asking.
Okay.
So you go to the not the history tab, but the workout tab, and then look for the walks. But you do have to, of course, push the button that says I'm going on a walk.
Yes.
Cool.
But you get what I'm saying is that I wouldn't want it to know every place that I walked.
Well, it does know that. That's the point, is that it's a phone.
But I wouldn't want it to. I wouldn't want someone to have my access to my workout app.
They do. The only person who doesn't is you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, like if you have a Google account, Google knows everywhere that you've gone.
You don't think this information is
easily accessible by anyone? I would hope not.
The point is, it's recorded. They don't surface it in a map unless you do some things. But it's not like that information isn't fully recorded. You think that's not recorded?
No, I understand, but it's not as easily accessible if someone...
To you.
Or to anyone else.
Well, I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I know it is for Google, probably. Like, it's right there on your...
Let's see, this is my problem, is there's a presumption that, well, Google knows, but Apple doesn't?
They know, but they're not making it easy for anyone else to know.
Unless you work at Apple.
Well, anyone at Apple doesn't have access to where I go all the time.
I don't know. Well, who else has it at Google? Who has it at Google?
Oh, well, nobody.
It's the same, right?
But I think you're right. I don't know. I just feel like because it's so easy for me.
The only difference between this and what Google does is Apple doesn't show it to you.
Right, which means if someone had access to my Google account, they could pretty quickly go to my activity and figure out.
You're in trouble if they have access to your Google account anyway.
But if they had access to my Apple account, they wouldn't have access to where I was going.
I get what you're saying. So unless you specifically tell Apple to record it, you can't have access to it.
Yeah, but it's the perception of privacy.
I think they should. I mean, since they are recording it anyway.
They should show it to you.
They should just have it be there. Maybe they don't. Maybe, I mean, it's possible that to save battery life, et cetera, they don't record it, except I know they do.
Yeah.
Right? Your phone always knows where you are.
Right.
Right. Although, by the way, we didn't mention this in the news. That is one thing Apple's going to do some interesting things. One of which is
violate our privacy?
No. Something to do with location. Oh, they banned apps that send your location information to third parties. They just started doing that today, yesterday. Apps that were doing that have been pulled from the App Store, or they're being threatened about being pulled from the App Store. So, I mean, obviously, Apple cares a lot about this and makes a big deal about it. But it's being recorded. It's just they don't show it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is about perception to me. Because when I see, like, when I first saw it, I was like, there's a map of where I was and where I went. Like, that's kind of interesting. I don't know that I really
wanted to know that.
And then,
to me, it's a convenience that I can see those maps at all times.
Right. But, like, I look at that and I think, that's a public park. But if it's, like, from my home to somewhere else.
I don't want to belabor this, but, if it's recording it, it should show it. Because then you know it's recording it. It's not recording it. It's just not showing you.
Well, like, Strava got into trouble because the people on military bases were using it, and it was recording.
And then they were sharing that information publicly, but they were doing that actively.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I think this is, to me, I'm sorry to make a big deal out of this.
No, it is a big deal.
But I think that people think, I don't see it, so it's not recording it. It's recording it. It's being stored. Apps have access to it. In fact, we know apps have access to it because Apple just cracked down on apps that were sending it to third parties. But that doesn't mean they cracked down on apps that are seeing it. Mm-hmm. They just cracked down on apps that sent it to third parties. So, and Apple's really good about saying, hey, it's going to record your location. And from time to time saying, hey, did you know in the background this app is recording your location? Is that still okay? That's great. Apple's always recording your information. They always have access to that information. So hiding it, unless you explicitly push a button that says record this walk, to me is not actually not recording it. It's just making it so you don't know it's recording it. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's not deceptive exactly, but it's a little bit. It's like implying that, we're not watching, except we know they are.
Yeah.
And not only that, you should always know. Your phone is constantly tracking your location, and many of the apps on your phone are doing it.
Well, what about, like, Find My Friends and stuff? That's not going to stop that from sharing location, right? I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
We know that. That's what I'm saying, is we know Apple's recording your location all the time. So why not just give me the map? Please, Apple, just give me the map.
So the answer to your question, Len.
Sorry. Edit all that out. That's my own personal bugaboo.
Edit it out. That's important.
That's my bugaboo.
I think the perception of privacy versus the reality of privacy is a really important topic, especially right now.
Yeah.
So Runkeeper will tell you, it'll give you audible feedback. Nike Run, Rich DeMuro, I put this out on Twitter. He really recommends that, has been using it forever. Strava.
That's the number one app right now for runners.
The other one is our sponsor, Aptiv, which I use when I'm running, not for it to say, it's not going to say, like, you've run 1 mile, but it's going to encourage me. So I'll do it.
That's the one that talks to you.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me, like, what it's like. It actually feels like it's just me and the coach. And he's saying,
I love that.
You know, he's saying, keep doing it. You don't need to stop. You can't stop. That kind of stuff. That I like. Right. And that's Aptiv, and they're our sponsor, Aptiv.com. And you try it for a week. Just make sure if you don't want to subscribe that you don't subscribe. Keep track of that. So now it is time. Is that time again for us to don our official app cap?
Highly appropriate app cap for this week.
For this week?
For every week.
Yes, really for every week.
It's because I eat a lot of butter.
And mine is for Westworld.
I haven't been watching it. So here's an interesting tip. If you go on vacation and you miss the first few episodes of a show, it's a lot easier than not to watch the show until the full show is available.
You mean you're not going to
And you can binge it.
You're not going
to. I like to binge. I don't like to wait a week.
But how are we going to? I'll have to spoil it for you then.
No! That's the only problem with that.
No, I know. Now I know.
I love it that Netflix releases the whole show. Mm. You can just binge it, right?
Yeah.
But with HBO and other services like that, you have to wait a week to watch the next show. You don't mind that? Because maybe it's because I'm old and I forget.
It's not that I forget. I don't have a ton of time. Right. So it's like, I'm not behind in Westworld. That's the only thing I'm caught up on. I'm already behind on Silicon Valley. Like I have.
Well, that's why I'm taking a vacation and missing the first two episodes of Westworld. I felt like here's an opportunity for us.
To get
fully behind before we watch it.
Okay, I support that. So
and then we tried to watch it last night and we were so jet lagged. We just.
Yeah. So we're wearing hats because it's AppCap time, which
and
means
we look fetching.
And we look fetching, A. And B, we like to talk about apps while we're wearing caps.
Blame Sarah Lane.
Yeah, I do. Okay, my app of the week is called Think Dirty.
Oh, my God. That's, finally an app for me.
It's going to be less interesting than you think it is. Think Dirty is going to save all the bunnies. Remember I said I was going to save all the bunnies? So if you use any kind of beauty product, you're going to sometimes...
I do.
Do you ever wonder if they test on animals and kill bunnies in order to...
So this way you can find out.
Yes, you can...
Most of the products I use say no cruelty...
Well,
cruelty-free, no animal testing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, that's kind of like organic. You don't necessarily
know. You
know
what? This would be great, because I only want to, I don't mind animal testing on birds. So if it would say no animal testing on puppies, but birds we tested on, I would like to know that.
Because you hate birds.
I hate birds.
Okay. So what's a beauty product that you use?
I just did that.
regularly.
Or what's his name? I just did that. Josh crazy.
Do you like shampoo or face oil?
Raw materials.
Oh, this is a beauty product?
Yeah.
Raw materials.
Sport. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Fix. They don't have it.
Raw materials, sport.
They have raw sugar.
Raw elements? No.
No.
Yeah, okay, so what is it?
It's soap.
Soap. Okay.
How about I use, Jack Black.
Ooh.
Jack. Not the actor.
Black.
Face.
Oh.
There it is.
Double.
That's
okay.
It. Double duty face moisture. No, not the moisturizer, the face wash.
Face turbo wash energizing.
Yeah. Is that a
for
five? Is that good? There it is. No, keep going.
Hand healer, moisturizer, shave.
It's a face wash.
Oh, they don't. I don't know why they have it. They don't
have
everything.
They have the other Jack Black products. So what does five mean?
Five means.
Not great.
Well, five is better than seven.
Oh, the higher the number, the worse. Let's try Kiehl's.
Oh, okay. Well, let me.
What's happening?
It's loading and it's going to find all the details. Okay, we're here. So Jack Black Double Duty Face Moisturizer.
Okay.
It's half and half. So it's not dirty, nor is it
clean.
Okay,
it's a lime green instead of a forest green.
Yeah, so it
green.
Has okay. all these things
Good Lord.
In it.
What? Dimethicone.
Yeah.
Proxyl sodium hydroxide, potassium sorbate, butylene glycol. You know, why do they call, what's the difference between aqua and water?
I don't know, that's good, but it has zero of it.
A lot of these have aqua and water.
Oh, interesting. So, okay, so you're like, okay, well, if I can't, if
what
I
does that mean? Is it animal testing or cruelty-free? What are they talking about?
They're both. So let's see what it means.
Is all animal testing?
Our rating system.
There, yeah, that's what I want to know.
How they do it.
Yeah.
So they identify potential risks associated with personal care products.
Oh, so it's not merely testing. It's like whether
no, carcinogens.
Like, for instance, I try not to use tobacco products on my face.
Yeah.
For example. No, I try not to. You know what I try not to use these days? The microbeads, plastic microbeads.
Oh, yeah.
Those are bad. They're getting in the environment,
they are.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and parabens. Parabens are now good for you.
Are they bad? Yeah.
Not for the ocean, but for you.
How about Tom's of Maine toothpaste?
Okay.
I bet you that's pretty good.
Okay, Tom's of Maine toothpaste.
Yeah.
Tom's of Maine
toothpaste. Yeah, that's pretty darn good stuff.
Ooh, look at that. It's very clean.
One. Yeah, see, because it's from Maine.
Ooh, but the toddler training toothpaste has a two.
I don't do that stuff.
Stop using. So, ooh, look, interesting. It gets a little higher.
Yeah.
Ooh, when they have the, like, wicked cool.
Yeah. And so that's because, so actually this is helpful because you might say, well, I want to use Tom's of Maine toothpaste, but this one would be better than that one.
Right.
And that's what I use, by the way, the whole care. So that's one.
Right. And then you could go to our picks.
Is one as good as you get? No, zero would be better.
Zero would be completely clean. So yeah, you'd find
this is fascinating.
Yeah. And then you can put the barcode in if you're just, you know, sitting around, just enter the barcode of whatever your thing is. And let's say you also think, oh, I need to order some, and you're here, you can just, you can order it straight from here, I think, somehow. Or you could just add it to your bathroom shelf.
Mm.
So I'm going to have that. And if you find something that's dirty, oh, shop is how you do that. And of course, they're going to take, they're using an Amazon affiliate link to that to make some money. But they don't have they'll offer it from a different place besides Amazon, too. So you could buy it right from there. And our picks are other things that they recommend instead. Like
there
is
no
Weleda.
Yeah, no dihydrogen monoxide in that.
No.
That stuff,
the Weleda,
that stuff
or the Honest Company.
Yeah.
So if you want a pick that is, they recommend the Tom's Wicked Fresh.
Wicked Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I might get that.
So you can do that. And so I really like this because I want to use more. I'm guessing I use a few more beauty products than you do. I mean, not just because I have.
Because you're beautiful.
Well, you know what? It's hard. It's hard.
Beauty requires.
45. It's not easy being 45.
You're not 45. Stop it.
You're right. I'm not.
No.
No, because I use so many beauty products, you have no idea. And I don't want to be killing all the bunnies just to get this youthful dewy glow.
If it takes a few bunnies, I say go for it.
No. So that's my app cap. Think Dirty. It's free. But of course, if you shop from there, they're going to make money by affiliate links, which I don't care.
I have to give credit to Jeff Benjamin for this next pick. He is a writer at 9to5 Mac. And I saw this morning. He's writing a new series, How I Use My iPad. And he recommended a program called Yoink. Yoink.
Like
this, to me, is kind of like a pick that I had a few weeks ago, Drafts, where it's an app that is kind of a supporter to your overall usage. You know, one of the things he's been talking a lot about, and I'm fascinated, I'm going to read more of his articles because he's going to talk more about this, is how he uses multitasking on the iPad Pro. And I have yet to really figure out how to really use it efficiently. But so Yoinks is one way to start. The idea of Yoinks, let me launch Yoinks. It's Yoink. Yoink, like Drafts, doesn't do anything. But if you can conceptually understand what it does, it might be something you'd want. Think of it as a clipboard, not just for text, but for files as well. And so one of the problems, this is, frankly, it's what Apple's Files app should have done. But let's go into Safari. And I'm going to pull up Yoink as a sidebar. Okay. I'm never very good at this, but let me pull it up as a sidebar. And I can drag stuff into it. I can drag files into it. And then it becomes a holding place that I can then drag it out of. So So I can add from clipboard, browse files, add from photos. Actually, it'd be better probably to use photos. So let me
Yoink is one of my favorite ways to manage files on the iPad.
That's Jeff. Hi, Jeff. So it's really what the file manager should have done in the first place, but Apple doesn't do it because Apple doesn't want to confuse people. So Yoink is one of those programs that might actually, if you're looking for a way of managing files a little bit better on the iPad. So if you're not and you're happy with the way the iPad works, you know, this just would add complexity to your iPad. And I understand why Apple, frankly, understand why Apple doesn't do this. But if you are, for instance, you know, drag and drop is nice, and Apple added this to the iPad. Let's get some photos here, and I'll show you how I might use this. So now I'm in my Photos app. Let me this is why I'm going to watch his other videos, so I can learn how to do this better. You pull up, and then you get Yoink, and good. Now Yoink is in there. So I can now drag a photo right into Yoink. Okay, I can drag multiple. This is really cool. I can drag multiple. Let's select a few photos. How about one, two? I know you have to click a select button, but you can stack them if you drag multiple photos. You can actually use Yoink to stack as well if you want. I can drag this up, I think. But once it's stacked, then you can drag the multiples out as well as the individuals. Ah. So now that is, I'm going to exit out of Photos. It's still in Yoink, though. And now let's see, what else could I do? Oh, maybe I want to go into my email, perhaps, and here's some information about the Google I.O. keynote. And let's pull that up into Yoink. See, I have so much trouble with this system. You go up a little bit, not all the way. Then you go up here. I think if I did it more, I'd probably be a little more facile with it. And can I drag this file? Yes, I can. So here's the Sheets file.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so now what I could do, for instance, is create an email. Let's create a new email. Pull up Yoink and drag this stuff out of Yoink into the email. So think of it as kind of like a clipboard, but it does more than the clipboard does. You can also, once you install Yoink, Yoink is also going to be in your file share. Let's go to news and I'll show you, you know, the share sheet. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So if I'm reading an article in news, let's see. Oh, did you see this? Chiro doesn't know who Tom Brady is. What a shock. I don't know why. But if I wanted to share that, Yoink is now in my share sheet. And I might want to even, let's see, do I have to add it manually? Probably do. Add to Yoink is now in my share sheet. And so I can add this to my Yoink. Okay, I love the name Yoink. And so now this is in Yoink as well. So it becomes a share sheet, which means in general, every app which supports sharing will allow you to put stuff in Yoink. You can stack things. So I could open a bunch of different apps, put them all in Yoink, stack them together and put them into an email. It's $2.99. Very handy, very useful. It will hold hundreds of items. So you have very flexible filtering and searching capabilities. It allows you to interact with the Files app as well, so you can drag stuff from the Files app into Yoink. It really is kind of a neat. I want that picture in my Yoink. Let me get that, because that really is cool. Oh, now I'm going to be really in trouble. I'm going to have too many things going on.
Where's your Yoink?
Where did Yoink go? Yoink.
Did you close Yoink?
Come back, Yoink. There's Yoink. Let's see if I can drag that picture. I can drag the picture into Yoink. So that's kind of cool, too. Anyway, Y-O-I-N-K. I just like saying Yoink.
I know.
Could you tell? Improved drag and drop. It's probably what Apple should have put into Files, but I guess I understand why they didn't, because, you know, this might confuse people. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's not just iPad, it's iPhone. And on the iPhone, it even has its own dedicated keyboard, which allows you to use the keyboard to insert stuff from your Yoink.
Oh.
So I think, like Drafts, it's one of those things that if you don't get it, why would I need this? You probably don't need it. But there are those out there who will say, oh my God, I've needed this for a long time. This will really streamline my workflow. If you're multitasking, if you're using drag and drop on iOS, this is actually a really clever way to do it. $2.99. And again, thank you to Jeff Benjamin of 9to5 Mac for pointing it out. I appreciate it. Look, he's Yoinking. I'm Yoinking. That's the thing I can never see. He stacked it there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Now they're stacked. And then you could paste the stack, or you can do it. Look at that. Paste it from the clipboard. I think this is really a clever hack. This is just a single independent developer who made it up and said, you know, I think this is something Apple could use.
Matthias Gansrigler.
Nice job.
That's his name, Matthias Gansrigler. I didn't just say those words for no reason.
Yeah.
We've done it again.
Lee. Yoink!
We've yoinked it.
And now it's up to you to take it from here. Thank you for joining us on iOS Today. We do this show every usual. We're doing it a different time on Wednesday today, this week, because of all those Google and Microsoft events. But we'll be back on our regular Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, 1600 UTC time. If you want to watch live at twit.tv/live, or join us in studio, just email tickets at twit.tv. But of course, you can also get on-demand audio or video. And video is better on this show. It's a very visual show. From our website, twit.tv/iOS, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. How would people contact iOS Today?
I think the best way is Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at twit.tv. We also have a regular devoted email inbox, which people regularly email, and that's fine too.
It's dedicated, but it's also devoted.
It's dedicated. It's devoted.
It's a devoted email box.
It really is. It's never going to leave me. iOS at twit. iOS.
Do you ever check that email box?
I do. I regularly check it.
But people can email you directly.
Yeah, they can email me directly.
If you want to get a video on the show, we love video questions. Record something. Make it 30 seconds or less because, you know, we're not made of time here. Start it with your first name and city and put it up on YouTube or somewhere like that. Send us a link. Mm-hmm. See, but you could also send us the email. I love the picture of the Apple Pay right there. That's great. Yes. Anytime you want to do that, we appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Yep. And you can also find me on Twitter. You can send me a direct message at Megan Maroney.
M-O-R-R-O-N-E. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on iOS Today.